because they went to a healing meeting a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to share some of their experience. Who's first? George, Pete, Costas? Which one?
There you go. Got to start from somewhere. It was a privilege. I like to thank Ian for start, because he was supposed to go. And said, oh, go, can you go? Yeah! it's a continuation, I think, from the meeting we had a week before that with Ian Andrews. He's moving the healing as well, and for how many years. And one thing I like to touch on from his character, I think, is the humility. He understands that the lower he gets, not just more God is getting praise, but God has more freedom to walk through him. Because sometimes we are putting ourselves, even a little bit, and diverting or even stopping God do what he wants to do. Again, on healing ministry, Pete Carter, I don't know if anybody read his book, Lazarus, is amazing. He touched again on this thing, and then again his humility. At one point, he was praying, he saw a big miracle happen, and he was praying for another even bigger miracle to happen, but nothing was happening, and he was questioning. And he understood that the block was on himself, because he thought, I can do it. And I said, this is some key things that we need to remember, or I need to remember. We need to lower ourselves, let God do his work, and we will see miracles and things that we never even imagine, I think. It's nothing to do about who we are as a name, as a whoever we come from or whatever. Is we are in Christ. When we realize that, he gets the glory and he does his work. We did see a lot of miracles, even in the meeting. We see God's glory, because he was saying there's many times that they see gold dust or precious stones and things, that, and we actually see that as well. And people were coming up and wiping off and taking it with them, because one lady, she said a testimony. She said that I don't remember how long it was that. It was one of those meetings that she collected dust, put it in a bag, and the following day, that was multiplied. It was actually precious stones. And it just blows your mind, really. It just needs to show you what God is just, we can't contain. We can't put him in a box. We can't tell him what to do. Just God is God. He will surprise us. He will just carry on surprises, does he? Joaquin Evans was a guest. Apparently he's doing an annual meeting there for the sixth or seventh year. And he just is leading the healing ministry in Bethel Church. And he just blows your mind, really, the stuff they shared. I always like to touch one thing with a young guy he had in his team from the Irish ministry. Brad, I think, was it? Something like that. Sorry about that. Early 20s. He's in charge of a team in Mozambique, going out in the bush and just seeing healings and preaching about the Lord. That's his job. And he shared one, I think it was towards the very end of the second day. They were on a 10-day trip in the bush. It didn't say how big was his team, but it doesn't matter, I think. What they do, to camp in the night, they have bamboo sticks all joined together and just create a fence, if you can call it, around them, so there's no animals or whatever going in, so they can managed to sleep in the night. They're already on a third day out in the bush, in the middle of nowhere. The camp, And before they realized, they were attacked by a tribe, over 300, 350. And so they can see them getting closer. They couldn't see them because it's pitch dark, but you can hear them. And when they were getting closer and closer, they would start throwing stones, so big stones. He said, they were coming over. He said, they were getting hurt, and they were bleeding, they were ever, and just... So he started questioning, Lord, we came out here just to proclaim you. That's what we've done. And we're getting attacked. There's something wrong here. Can you please do something about this? Again, they were coming closer and closer. Can you imagine 300 people? Now, each one at least can carry two stones. So imagine how many stones can come over and just, they were just going to hurt. So desperation came and just said, Lord, they're getting closer. You need to do something. Please, Lord, you need to do something. And closer and closer. There were the time they said, you know, that's it. That is the last of us. Yeah. And it's all of a sudden God whispered in his mind, trust me. Lord, I do trust you. He said, trust me. You need to go outside of the fence and speak to them. I said, Lord, I don't think that's easy. I'm getting hurt even now. I'm this big stone coming off. I'm bruised. I'm bleeding. I'm doing. I don't think that's coming from you. It can't be. So he questioned a few times. You can imagine that if this is happening, and then getting closer and closer. So I said, well, nothing else we can do anyway. I might just obey. If that is you, you have a reason. So he stepped outside and just put his hand up. He says, stop, whatever you're doing. He was still getting stones coming over him. I said, I don't know if they're going to understand me to start with. He said, if they don't understand my language, we usually use interpreters. Anyway, so stop whatever you're doing. You know, we just came here to bless you, to tell you all about Jesus. And they were just coming closer and closer. He start in a distance where he saw the machetes. And said, well, Lord, I say, you can have my soul now, that's it. Yes. I obeyed, we're here, that's it. But he said, all of a sudden, he just felt angels around him. He didn't see them, but he just felt physically angels surrounding him. And so the crowd came about 3 feet away from him, and all of a sudden, just like they hit a wall, an invisible wall. So you can imagine someone going, you know, attacking and just hitting a wall and just falling backwards. And they're looking at themselves, then just going back again and hitting the wall and jumping backwards. And he just opened his eyes to see what was going on and just said, stop. So he spoke again and says, it's in the middle of the night. Go home and come back in the morning and we'll tell you all about Jesus. And so all of a sudden everything just stopped. They dropped the stones and just everything and single-lined. So one behind the other just disappeared in the dark. And I said in the morning that they came. And whatever there was, 350 people gave their life to Jesus because they heard about him. And not just that, but afterwards they went to the village and brought the rest of them. So all about 1,000. The whole village came over. And he said to them, he said, come over and see the white man that God protects. And he just, all the 1,000 people just became, gave their life to Christ. It's possible, things can happen. It doesn't matter who you are. God will protect, even the times when we think is the end. No matter what we're going through, I think it's just a, my main things is just humility, trust in God, and persevere. That's all we need to say. Just, we have an amazing God. Sorry, how can I forget this? I got healed that day. I feel like too much driving, but 4 years have been troubling me, and I've constant pains and aches day and night. So you can imagine that has been going on. Hawking Evans was just giving the word of wisdom every now and again. So, someone, there was a lot of healings, major healings I'll leave some mothers do to say this. Has anybody got a pain here? That's me. But the funny thing, sorry, going backwards. That morning before we left for the trip, I said, God, just put in my mind a picture of a person that I need to minister to. No, it didn't happen that way. When the Holy Spirit said about this, right, and she said, right, whoever's close, pray for each other. So I saw the guy in front of me. So I said, yeah, that'll do. Who are you? Paul? Yeah, of course, just pray for each other. What's your problem? And I got healed straight away. And just remembered in the back of my mind, I've forgotten all this until afterwards. That's the picture God gave me. It's this person. It was in a usual way. And it was this person I wanted to touch. But I think he touched me more than...
Who's next? I forgot Caleb will be sharing as well. So who's next? Caleb?
I'm going first next time because I'm not following that again. I'm really not following that again. So sorry about this. Oh, minor point. Oh dear. Well, I've been given three headlines because Ian's frightened. I won't let him talk later. I'll just keep going and going and going. So he said, three things, that's it. So. That's what I was doing until yesterday. Money teaser. So, highlight. Highlight for me had to be just the atmosphere when you walked in the building, the whole building. It was amazing. Bit like this morning. Yeah, really, I mean, I was thinking, you know, I'm going to get up and say what an amazing atmosphere there was in the building. And then in the worship today, I thought, yeah, a bit like this, really. Yeah, it was fantastic, yeah. Second day we went there, we had to climb over bodies to get through the door as people had come, and they were just collapsed in heap and laughing and, you know, like knocked down in the spirit at the threshold. So, excuse me. We had to get in because we'd ordered a fried breakfast and we weren't going to let that go. So, and in the meeting, just generally, it was the whole atmosphere of the place. Peter Carter said he's got a real thing at the moment about Alzheimer's, and they had a guy who came in with Alzheimer's. While he was in the building, he was fine. And then when he left the building again, the Alzheimer's came back. So it's that sort of small beginning, but he's going to build it. So it's just the whole... You just sat there waiting for the meeting to start. It's fabulous. The students are crazy. Crazy, crazy people. They're laughing and they're falling on the floor and they're dancing. And this is while the man's trying to preach. And you think, actually, this is great. You know, and they'd start laughing and it would sort of, the preacher would start laughing as well. It would just sweep through the room. It wasn't a distraction. It was all part, it was just part of the atmosphere and it was wonderful. Love it. Main thing I learnt, I think the thing that struck me was God's moving in the south of England. You know, we hear about Bethel, and we hear about Mozambique, and we hear about Brazil, and we hear about all these places out there. And it's great, and I love it, but, you know, I want to hear. You know, and now, this was Kent, and I thought, oh, that's Kent, and it's around there, it's hours away. We got there in an hour and a bit, you know. And if it's an hour and a bit for me, it's not even that for God. You know, he's moving, and he's moving everywhere, and this is a real new time, and he's moving here, and what he's doing there, he wants to do here, and it's going to happen. It is happening. Yes? Yeah. Costas is getting healed. Julie's getting healed. It's breakthrough time. So what's different for me now? I think it's that. It's the expectation that God is going to do it here. God is moving in a really wonderful way, and it's not some esoteric thing that happens a long way away. Yeah, and that sort of. But England's impossible. England's too hard. Nothing is too hard. And we've started. Never mind it's going to happen. It is happening already. We've seen it. We've seen the gold dust there. I mean, when I heard about the gold dust in Bethel, I thought, really, you know, come on, God's got better things to do than that, surely, you know. Yeah. But okay, you know, but it's a tiny sign of his glory, something maybe our brains can cope with. Yeah. But now it's happening there. And it was happening there. I mean, I love it when we came, the Sunday after we came back, I saw Caleb looking here. And I thought, yeah, that's it. We, you know, expect it. What's happening elsewhere, we can expect it. And more. And more. Yeah? It won't be the same, because nowhere's the same. We've got our own stuff to do here. But it's going to be amazing, and it's not going to be any less than anything that's happening anywhere else in the world.
I think first I'll just share a testimony that I got from the weekend. When I was there, I got a word of knowledge for pain on the inside of the right foot. And so I shared it at the front of the meeting. First, no one came up. I was like, oh, okay. But then in the end, there was like 10 people came up to me with all different reasons, but it was all the same thing, pain in the inside of the right foot. And so I prayed for this guy, and I just prayed a quick prayer, and then he went off. And then this last week when I was down in the school, he came up to me and said, you know how you prayed for me, I think it was, is it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And he said, well, before then he was getting, basically his foot was collapsing all the time. It was just happening weekly, and the doctor didn't really know what was happening, and so there wasn't that much he could do, but it was just collapsing, and it was really painful. And he said, since you prayed for me, it hasn't once collapsed, and I haven't experienced any pain.
George?
Thank you. They say the sign of a good speaker is he doesn't just know what to say, he knows when to shut up and sit down. So thank you for listening. I knew that wasn't going to work. Has anybody here ever felt they've been ambushed by God? Yeah? Well, this morning I've been done up like a kipper. I really have been done up like a kipper. I'm not looking forward to the results of this, believe me. Okay, back to what we experienced in Dartford. Absolutely amazing experience. Absolutely amazing experience. As you've heard about the presence of God being there, and it wasn't a distraction. It was the norm. It was expected. You know, what's unusual about that? You know, I'll just carry on speaking. You do what your own thing over there. Let God work over there or over there. Let people dance. Let them fall around. You know, it's the norm. And that's what we want here, the norm. But it's so easy to look at other places and say, you know, why not here? But really, it's got to start here with us, isn't it? It's got to start in our hearts. This has got nothing to do with the notes I wrote. The main teaching, Wacker Memmers spoke once about being filled by the Holy Spirit, being filled by God. And part of what he said was that it's us that puts the lid on the container. God's pouring all this blessing out and all this amazing stuff out, and it's us that turn around and say, well, hang on, God, that's enough. Are we in actual fact saying, that's enough for God, me, God, I've got enough, thank you? When in actual fact, what's being poured out on you is not just for you, it's for you to pass on. Yes, Di? You remember that? Oh, no, even Dad doesn't remember it. Yeah, do you remember? No. The Kairos course? Sorry, it's a long time ago. Yeah, this thing is, you're blessed to bless. So what God gives us, it's not just for us. It's for us to pass on. We cannot outgive God, and we cannot deplete his storehouses. No matter how many times you go to, no matter how many times you get filled, the whole world could go and get filled, and it still would not deplete God's storehouses. We say how great our God is, but then we just come and take a little bit. Because we're taught, we're Westerners, you're taught not to be greedy. you're taught not to take too much. Well, this morning I'm here to tell you, we need to be greedy for God. Forget that greed is one of the seven sins. God wants us to be greedy for him. I've been done up like a cuppa because it's a communion service this morning. And the thing I notice when we have communion is that after we've taken communion, there's quite a load of bread left. There shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. Because if you go to the communion table, you take the merest pinch of bread, how are you going to share that with someone? We should be ripping great chunks off it and sharing it with people, because that's what this table's about. There isn't a chef on earth that can prepare a greater feast than what's laid out before us this morning. Yeah? So we need to, it's not just a symbol. This is where we need to get filled. And again, not for us, but so that we can share. Oh, and the third part, where do we go from here? What did I learn? I'm not totally sure. I know that I have to change. I find it very easy to be the kid at the shop window with my nose pressed up against the shop window looking in and seeing all these wonderful things. But you know in your heart it's not for you, or you believe it's not for you, when all you have to do is go in and you look at the price ticket, and the price ticket says already paid for. You look for the small print that says, you know, what do I need to do to qualify? No qualification needed. What do I have to do? Now, it's not the fact of opening the door and going in that I struggle with. It's actually opening my heart. Because again, this is where it's got to start. So where I go from here, I'm not sure. But our challenge this morning is to seek more of God, to take more of God. Because if you haven't got anything to share, what are you going to share? How can you go to someone and say, you know, I want to bring God to you? And then you say, oh, hang on a minute, sorry, Florence, I only took enough for me. I haven't got enough to share with you. We've got to have enough to share. So, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Can you stay here, please?
Yeah. George, before you go, you're staying up here anyway. Sorry, you're in it now. You've said too much. You shared an interesting thing with me that about you saw a miracle. Can I put you on the spot and share that when you actually saw a miracle happening and the effect that had on you? Do you remember sharing that with me? I want you to share about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Ian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Does anybody know a good church? Yes, yes. Yeah, we just saw so many miracles. And the difficulty is because it seemed to be the norm there. You know, you were amazed, but you weren't amazed. Because, you know, there's this expectation it was going to happen. I think the thing would have been, if it hadn't happened, that would have been the amazing thing. So, it's amazing to be in the presence of God and see miracles and hear about miracles. But to be actually there and see them, see people healed. There's one particular girl, 10 years ago, she'd had a road accident. She'd had a fractured femur. I can relate with that because 28 years ago, I also had a fractured femur. That's why I walk the way I do. And because of this injury, she couldn't sit on the floor cross-legged. So she received prayer, and she could sit on the floor cross-legged. So.
Right, stay here. Okay. Those were amazing, weren't they?